When you see that round USDA organic seal on a carton of milk, on boxed foods, or on bananas, it means that on some farm somewhere, something like this happened.
All righty. Anything under the box on the far right?
That's the burnout, which I haven't used for about 3 or 4 years.
An inspector walks around looking at the greenhouse, the barn, and the fields. He works for an agency that's accredited by the USDA to certify farms as organic. He's making sure nothing's happening on the farm that's prohibited by the national organic standards. But small farms like this one are no longer the norm in organics. Organic products have become a big business all around the world. So people are wondering, who inspects those farms?
Is this all for you today, snack?
Sheila Romba is a buyer for a small natural food store. Like a lot of people, she's a little nervous about the safety of food coming from China. Last year's pet food scare and poisonous toothpaste are still fresh in many people's minds. Romba's customers pay a premium for organic foods. She wonders how the USDA can certify that farms all the way in China are following organic rules.
I guess it crossed my mind because of all the negative publicity about things manufactured in China. I want to be sure that the items grown under the organic label are truly organic.
It's such a concern that one large health food store, Trader Joe's, is taking all Chinese imports off its shelves. Trader Joe's plans to have Chinese garlic, ginger, and all other single-ingredient foods out of its 300 stores this spring. But the U.S. Department of Agriculture maintains if it says organic, it's truly organic. Barbara Robinson is chief administrator of the USDA's National Organic Program. She says foreign products go through the same process as those grown here.
So if the product is coming from India or the product is coming from Australia and you want to market it in the United States, then you need a certifying agent who's been accredited by us.
Robinson says all certifying agents accredited by the USDA should be enforcing the same organic rules. If a product has that little brown seal, Robinson says consumers can trust it meets the U.S.'s national organic standards. But enforcing the rules isn't always that easy. The USDA is having difficulty making sure those rules are consistently applied on U.S. farms. So how can the agency be so confident about farms in other countries? One expert on Chinese agriculture and politics says that's a good question. Paul Thayers is a political science professor at Washington State University who's been visiting farms in China since the early 1990s.
There is some difficulty, I think, in expecting people from outside of China to really get far enough in and understand what's going on in the political and economic conditions of rural China.
Thayers says many Chinese farms are run by the local government. Others are run by private managers with peasant farmers working the land.
In some places, peasant farmers who were purported to be part of organic production, who were on land that was certified, couldn't tell me what organic was, had no conception of different production standards. And all they said was, we just sell our product to the government.
Thayers says at that time, 5 or 10 years ago, farmers were probably using chemicals, even though they were selling food labeled organic. Thayers expects that China's organic farming practices are improving, though. He says people in Chinese cities are becoming concerned about food safety and want to buy organics. But the USDA has to rely on organic certifiers in China. And with the rapid growth of organic farms there, no one is sure they're actually meeting U.S. standards. Thayers says there is one consolation. At least organic farms are inspected by someone. Conventional farms don't get those kinds of visits from inspectors. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.